Tournament football action coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Seals Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, and Perry's Auto Sales. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and Doug Hammond.
All right, welcome back here to John Hart High School down in Lewistown, Kentucky. Tonight's state 4A quarterfinal matchup between the Shelby County Rockets and the John Hart Bulldogs. Shelby County just taking the field here, Scott. Saw them last week defeat Collins there in that intercounty rivalry, 38-24. Game was, score was probably a little bit actually closer than probably the game was. I thought Shelby County really controlled that game. And once again, it's the three-headed monster, Brandon Davis, Michael Perry, Malik Manick in the backfield to make that offense and that team so dynamic, really on both sides of the football.
Yeah, that's a lot of the same names you had mentioned. I was gone the first Shelby County Collins game. You had mentioned, you know, the amount of players that Shelby County played. So you're going to see, Rock kids going both ways. You're going to see that here tonight. Those two guys make a lot of plays on both sides of the ball. And offensively, you know, they're dynamic. And, you know, to me, though, the thing that has impressed me is the quarterback play of Tyler Drain. I think his progression throughout the year now, he's not as Coach Shipley said on the interview, all these kids anymore, they aren't sophomores. They've played pretty much a year of football, so they're pretty much juniors. And they would make some games ready to go. They already lined up. John Hart is now coming on the field. So. But, an exciting group of skilled players that Shelby County's got. They could take it to the house at any minute.
Saw that a week ago with Scott mentioned Shelby County on the field. They will receive the opening kickoff. We saw, Shelby County's first possession of the game a week ago, Michael Perry taking 98 yards for the touchdown, showing some of his explosive ability.
Oh, man, get right in his face.
John Harden making their way on the field now at midfield.
John Harden just got right in the guy's face.
Taking a little bit of exception.
How can that not be taunting? I don't care if the game has started or not. I mean, he got right in the guy's face.
I think the biggest issue, John Harden really late getting on the field.
Yeah,
he went to zero probably 3 or 4 minutes ago. Now just made their way on the field. Shelby County will be wearing their road white.
Well, yes, it's helmets. If you wasn't ready to play, if you're a Rocket, you're ready to play now, I would think. Kind of bush league right there, but that's just me.
Meanwhile, John Harden wearing all black, black jersey, black pants, white helmet. They're making their way out on the field.
Number 85,
Devontae Gilroy. Set to kick this one away. We mentioned Michael Perry and Malik Manick back deep for the Rockets.
Coach Shipley said the guy kicks in the end zone about 75% of the time. So a couple of good kickers here tonight and a couple of good football teams, and we're ready to play.
All right, Gilroy looks over the alignment, waiting for the ready for play. He gets it, and he approaches, and he's going to kick it deep. It's going to be short of the goal line, taken by Michael Perry right at the 2-yard line. Angles to the right side of the field, bounces off a tackler, trying to get out to the outside into the 30, and we pushed out of bounds right at the 30-yard line. Good return by Michael Perry up to the 30. Shelby County will begin their opening drive, first and 10 from their own 30. And a quarterback will be Tyler Drain, 35 of 75 on the season, going for 713 yards, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Their big weapon is Malik Manica. Malik, 1,426 yards on the season, 15 touchdowns, kind of from that fullback position out of this wing tee type formation. Back to Drain, he'll pitch in the backfield to Davis. A little bit of room to run, cuts it up, field it to 35. Good 5-yard gain here on first down for the Rockets.
One thing I think you can, I don't know if Coach Shipley mentioned it during the pregame or interview or not, I can't remember, a little trick play coming, they think you can really catch them early in the game, so we'll see when that might happen. But a nice opening run there by Brandon after Michael with a good run back there, good field position.
He's second and 5 here for the Rockets. Once again, draining the shotgun motion from Perry. He'll hand to Manica, spread the middle of the field, struggling forward up close to the 38-yard line. Going to be about 2 yards short of the first down. Malik is definitely one of those tight runners, Scott, to kind of wear on you. As the game goes, he continues to plow.
You know, one thing I always look at when you're playing a John Harden, a perennial power, looking at not overly big. You know, that's one thing you want to make sure you're not going to come out here and, get, overpowered on the line. Looks like the line, decent size high school guys, but no, I don't see him out. It's like a man out there, like, big Elam or anything.
Third and one, motion from Perry, trying to draw him off, doesn't fall for it. Now Michael will make his way back to the left side of the formation. I'll look to reset. Green takes a snap, gives to Manica. Malik has the first down at the 40-yard line, struggling forward, maybe up close to the 41, but it'll be a first down rocket. We've seen Shelby County, they do have the explosive plays, but they do methodically a lot of times drive and kind of stay to their game plan quite a bit, Scott.
And Malik, as you mentioned, Malik just bangs on you, bangs on you, bangs on you. In that fourth quarter, you know, you're not wanting he's still going, and you're kind of wore out.
First and 10 Rockets, ball to 41 on the left hash. Split out to your right, Keyshawn Catlett. Motion from Perry. He'll turn, he'll hand to Perry. Michael cuts it up, got a little seam up at the midfield, still pushing the pile down close to the 45-yard line. So another big run here from the Titans backfield, from the Rockets backfield.
Let's go.
First and 10 Rockets down at the 47-yard line.
But right now, nice drive here by Shelby County to come out. You know, John Harden with a little intimidation factor, you know, coming out of the locker room. So right now, it's one thing good, keep John Harden off the field, too. Runs the clock.
First and 10 Rockets. Green once again, motion from Perry. He'll turn. He's going to hand. Actually, fake it to Manica. All the street from him on the ground. I think it's going to be recovered by an offensive lineman from the Rockets. Trying to run a little triple option to the right side. Ball stripped out of Green's hands. They'll go for a 5-yard loss back just past midfield to the 49-yard line.
This penetration there by number 52, Harris, just kind of blew that play up. Blew that play up, and sloppy ball handler by Tyler kind of had that ball out there loose and knocked it away. The lineman that got beat on the block was released by Kerr to recover the fumble.
Second and 15, ball from the 49-yard line. Drain turns. He'll hand to Matica. Malik going to see in the middle. Trying to get to the other side. It's a foot race to the finish. They're going to catch him. Touchdown, Rockets. Malik Manica takes it 51 yards for the Rocket touchdown. And a good start here for Shelby County early, Scott.
It's just Malik right there, just basically a run up the middle. Once he gets through, we mentioned it before, he's not your average fullback. He's a powerful fullback, but once he gets on the open field, y'all, you know, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but kind of like that Randall Cobb. Never seen him get caught from behind. And Malik just outran everybody right there. Nice drive by the Rockets and a crucial extra point here with this miniature field goal. I've never seen this kind of field goal before.
Edwards on for the attempt. High kick right down the middle. And the Rockets lead it 7-0. 8:58 to go here in the first. You're listening to Rocket Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN. And WXLNRadio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Serving the area for over 20 years, Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on the lot financing. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. The phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville would like to take this time to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. Perry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
7-0, Rockets lead it here. 8:58 here to go to first. Josh Edwards on to kick it deep. Back deep for John Hart, number 3, Stephen Livers. He'll kick it this one deep and into the end zone for a touchback. We saw Josh do that quite a bit last week against the Collins Titans. Scott putting nearly every kick into the end zone, which is huge weapon for his field position wise.
Interesting to see Robert Shorter, John Harden's best running back, banged up last week. I think they're going to try to give it a go. I think he's out there at start tonight. So that's the guy that leads them in touchdowns with 13 and yards with 1,060, averaging about 88 a game. He is out there to start the game. So interesting to see how he does here tonight.
Similar offensive sets for both teams, kind of a wing tee, except Shelby kind of goes out of the shotgun. Quick handoff. He's met at the line of scrimmage, or Soto gets him for no gain. Corey Cleveland there on the carry.
Yeah, Jordy really came from his right tackle position to make that play.
back to the formation, both kind of wing tees. Yeah. Shelby County kind of goes out of a, almost kind of a, maybe a pistol type look, a short shotgun. Where John Harden goes under center from that formation. Shea Stone at quarterback. Drops back, fakes a handoff, and he's caught in the backfield. Shorter is, he's drugged down inside the 15-yard line.
Going to give him forward progress, I guess you would say. Or
I think that was
progress.
Edward Mack who made the first hit there, Scott, but Colin.
That's his Edward. Always everybody calls that guy Drew.
The Shelby County defensive line is all over it. I did it again.
We have any Rocket fans right there, you can text me. I'm pretty sure he goes by Drew Mack, but the name on the thing does say Edward.
So first and ten, or third in a boatload here for John Harden back at the 14-yard line. Got me shook up here.
I know, man.
Third and 16. Stone under center motion. He's going to hand to the up man, and he's going to be drugged down from behind.
By Mike.
Mike again drags him forward to the original line of scrimmage at the 20, but John Harden will be forced to punt it away.
Devonta Gilroy back
to punt this one away. Michael Perry back deep for the Rockets. Back around midfield. 7-0 Rockets here early. Gets the punt away. A good kick. Deep down the right sideline. Gets the 35 and take a bounce down to the 20-yard line and come to rest there. So a 60-yard punt.
Mistake by Michael there. You got to catch that ball. Can't let it hit. Would it be probably bounce with 20 more yards or so?
It hit right at the 35-yard line and took a bulldog bounce under the 20.
But nothing take away from the punt. Great punt, as you mentioned.
So the Rockets will take over. First and 10 from their own 20. He took the opening kickoff 71 yards for the touchdown. Capped off on a 51-yard run by Malik Manica. We'll see if they can continue this run here early. Train once again leads the offense back out in the shotgun. Takes a snap, looking to throw across the middle, and he had Catlett open, just overthrew him up at the 30-yard line. Shelby County doesn't throw it a lot. Usually when they throw it, big plays occur to their guys.
Yesterday, talking to Coach Shipley, he talked about the way they put, you know, eight guys or so in the box. They're going to have to throw the football a little bit, but had a successful drive the first time running the ball.
Second and 10, hands to Manica. Malik is hit at the line of scrimmage by a host of Bulldogs and thrown backwards. Giving forward progress up to the 21. Going to bring up third and 9 here for the Rockets. Evan Mantia checks out. Catlett checks in here for the Rockets.
Did I tell you, I did find out you can break the huddle with 12. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
Coach Shipley, it's a pretty funny story about that, but we'll have to tell later. But you can't break the huddle. That's just a college rule.
The Turnhill pitch to Perry in the backfield. Michael trying to get to the outside, up to the 25, dragging a man forward. He's close to the first down. I think they're going to mark him about a yard short here at the 29-yard line. Going to bring up fourth and 1. Looks like a no-brainer here for the Rockets. They're sending out the punt unit.
One thing about it, though, they might send out the punt unit, but
no one back deep here for John Harden, expecting a fake.
Definitely playing it safe.
Edwards takes a snap. He'll punt it deep. Good high spiraling kick that hits down at the 25-yard line and will bounce forward up to the 27. Another good punt.
Just didn't get the roll. Got the roll that John Harden punt got. But nice run there by Michael. Just went, like I said, a yard short. Great job by Josh to keep him pinned back here.
Still at 44-yard punt. So John Harden starts their second possession.
Kind of putting that into the wind, too. It looks like the wind. Now,
yeah, absolutely.
I've been looking for the flag the whole time I've been here. I'm mesmerized by these goalposts.
5:52, I think, in the Daniel Field. 5:52 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Rockets. John Harden starts their second possession. Little misdirection. Quarterback runs to the right. He's going to run with it. Yep, near the 40-yard line. Good for about a 12-yard gain. Stone rolled to his right, looking to throw, found nothing there, and tucked it up and ran with it.
Okay. They say his name is Edward, so we'll go back. Imagine me getting the name wrong.
That's hard to believe.
Michael's forwarded, so we'll call him Edward.
First and 10, John Harden, their own 40-yard line. Same wing T formation. Stone under center, motion from Shorter. Going to run left side with the Stone is being dragged down from behind by Michael Perry. Giving forward progress maybe up to the 41. Second and 9. Motion from left to right. Stone drops back looking to throw. Throwing deep down the field. And oh, Brandon Davis, what a play. We talked about him, Scott, earlier in the year.
He had a kind of hand on the guy, but great defensive play.
He is kind of the shutdown corner. They leave him one-on-one coverage quite a bit. Good job knocking that pass away. So third and nine here for the Bulldogs from their own 41-yard line. John Hart also doesn't throw the football a lot. Chase Stone, 110 attempts on the season. Going to give it to the second man through, which is shorter. He's caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 40-yard line by Malik Banica. John Harden will have to punt it away. He saw Gilroy get a 60-yard punt off his first kick of the day. We'll see if Perry backs up any deeper here for the Rockets. Gets the punt away. Another high, spiraling kick. They'll hit at 25. Take a John Harden roll down inside the 20. And we'll come to rest at about the 17-yard line. So another good stand so far here from the Rocket defense, Scott.
Two successful, as you mentioned, two successful stands. That first play, a little rollout. The guys went with the receivers like they had to. A nice run by the quarterback. But after that, a couple of plays for loss by your two playmakers. One play by Michael Perry and another one by Malik. So.
First and 10 Rockets from their own 17. Turn, he's going to hand to Brandon Davis. Brandon cuts it now inside, trying to strip the ball away from him. Go for about a 2-yard gain up to the 19. Ball came out late. The forward progress definitely had been stopped. So second and 8 here from the 19-yard line. 3:35 to go here in the first. Rockets lead at 7-0. Mantia split out to the left side of the formation. Motion from Perry from left to right. He turns, going to hand him Malik, and there's nothing there. He's hit in the backfield back at the 15-yard line.
Just a bad snap there to Tyler.
Kind of threw the play.
Kind of threw that play, yeah, exactly. And in triple option, you know, timing is just as much as anything. Get your timing down there, and that snap kind of rolled back there.
Malik will push the pile up to the 16. Still will go for a loss of 3 yards, and we'll bring up third and 11. Ball's on the left hash. Motion from Perry. Turn. Going to hand to Malik. Malik trying to make a man miss over the 20. Be well short of the first down. Come to stop up the 23. Josh Edwards out to punt it away. Seen Shelby County a lot this year. Scott used Michael Perry, kind of rugby-style punting. Using Edwards twice here early. Got off a beautiful punt on the last possession. Back deep for John Hart. Number 3, Stephen Livers. Standing back at his own 40-yard line. Snap back to Edwards. And we've got a flag. Legal substitution, I think, is going to be on, or too many men on the field, I believe.
On
John Harden. That'll be a first down Rockets. And it is 12 men on the field. Legal participation. 5-yard penalty will give a good early break here to the Rockets. Costly mistake here for the Bulldogs. Maybe a little slow off in the start for both squads, Scott. Shelby County comes in averaging just under 40 points a game. John Harden, 32 points.
One thing Shelby County doesn't get a lot of credit for, their defense is ranked fourth, third in the top five in 4A. Me and Coach Shelby talked about that during the pregame show. You know, a lot of the same guys, but we talk more about them on offense than we do defense, but their defense is very stout.
First down handoff to Manica right up the middle, gain up to the 34-yard line. Gain of 5 there on first down. As you mentioned, Shelby County only giving up 14 points a game. Talk about offense a lot, but their defense has been stout all season long. Second and 5. Motion again from Davis. Going to hand to Perry. Michael trying to get to the outside. Got the corner to 40. Up to 45. Hey, Nick Field down the 40 and will run out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. They'll get him out at the 32-yard line.
A really nice block out there by Trenton Jesse to free Michael. Just kind of pushed his guy back into the backfield, and you let him penetrate. I'm sorry, you pushed him on back, and Michael just cut on the inside. Michael just seems like he glides out there. You know, you look at him, and you're almost thinking that he's not running hard.
I agree with you. But I thought that last week on the kick return.
He just glides.
It's not like he really ever
kicks
put anything extra. Yeah, but he's running by people.
Yeah.
First
that's
and
offside.
And going to have.
That should be offside defense right there. I didn't see anybody
see
move.
See if he moved early. Definitely was into the neutral zone.
Yeah.
And he does signal offside John Harden. John Harden really trying to bring people right in the middle of the offensive line here for the Rockets early.
Right now, John Harden hurting herself here with some penalties. That's definitely a huge penalty on the fourth down. Too many men on the field on the punt. Automatic first down. And right there, you give Shelby County a free 5 yards. And the way they pound the football, first and 5 is something you don't want to give Shelby County.
First and 5 at the 27-yard line. Malik bounces it to the outside, got the first down, and will be pushed out of bounds just inside the 20-yard line.
You're not going to arm tackle Malik Manica. That's number, I think number two found out right there.
Rockets move inside the red zone here at the 19-yard line. First and 10. They lead it 7-0. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Drain once again. Shotgun. Motion from Davis.
Offside.
And we have John Harden once again trying to blitz in the middle of the field. Number six, Nico Lloyd. Trying to blitz from his linebacker position and got into the neutral zone. And as we mention each and every week, high school football different than you see in college or pro. There's no jumping into the neutral zone and getting back. Once you get into the neutral zone, automatic penalty in high school football.
Right now, John Harden kind of undisciplined here on defense, saying you need to get together quick or you know, it'd be down 14-0.
Well, another first and five, motion from Davis. He'll hand to Manica. Malik. Spinning down inside the 10, he will have a first down, down about the 7-yard line.
You don't see too many fullbacks make that move right there. You know, you go through the line, then you spin.
You know, the difference, a lot of these wing T type formations, you don't always see a fullback that can go the distance on any play.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you know, you're exactly right.
Relief.
And he's not going to go out here and win a, you know,
sprint.
Run a sprint,
right.
But like I said, I've never seen him get caught from behind.
Motion from Davis, left to right. They'll pitch it to Brandon. Brandon, they're going to bounce it to the outside of the five, trying to get in, and will be pushed out, I think, just short. I'll actually mark him out at the two. I thought he was closer to the goal line going out.
It's Roof I'm looking over here.
The official on that wasn't in the best position to make that call. He was trailing the play by about 7 or 8 yards.
The sideline, the side judge.
Nevertheless, it'll be second and goal from the 2-yard line. Drain, once again, kind of a modified pistol formation here. Manica directly behind him. Turns, he's going to pitch it to Perry. Michael's going to bounce to the outside. Needs to hurry up. He'll get in. Touchdown, Rockets.
Michael says, I got this. But yeah, you're right. I'm telling you, he does. He looks like he's sliding out there. Oh, shoot. I'm with you, though. I thought he was going to get caught, too, man. He put his foot in the ground and cut it up. Another nice drive by the Rockets. Helped by a huge, and I mean huge, 5-yard, too many men on the field penalty on fourth down where Shelby Cam was getting ready to punt. You don't want to give this potent offense a second life, and they did, and they're paying for it.
Josh Edwards on for the extra point attempt. Tyler Drain, your holder. Kick up high and good. 32 seconds to go here in the first. Rockets lead it 14-0. You're listening to Rocket Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WX XLN programming.
32 seconds to go here in the first. Rockets lead it 14-0. Josh Edwards set to kick this one off. Once again, back deep. Steven Livers for the Bulldogs. Driving kick will be short and taken by Livers at his own 5-yard line. Livers still on the run, trying to slip through a tackle, will be taken down up at about the 36-yard line.
Number 24.
Steven Bosco on the tackle for the Rockets. First and 10 Bulldogs on their own 37-yard line. Jay Stone leads them to the line of scrimmage. He's under center. Turns, fakes, and the ball's on the ground. And Stone will be tackled back at about the 26-yard line. This will go for a loss of 10. They'll mark him up at the 27. Trying to hand it off to Robert Shorter, your leading ground gainer on the season. Shorter comes in averaging 10 yards a carry, has over 1,000 yards on the season, but they were on a different page there. And the Rockets have come to Elizabethtown and dominated the first quarter, and they lead it 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to Rocket Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNRadio.com.